listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and starting off the show was a track from Electrolane. That was a track called Spartakiad, taken from the 2001 album called Rocket to the Moon, and that's the debut album of Electrolane, an album that was actually primarily all instrumental. And in recent news for Electrolane, they have announced that they're going to be doing a few shows this summer. They're going to be playing a few festivals over in the UK. And they haven't announced too many other stuff, whether they're going to be reforming or recording new stuff in the future. But if you're not familiar, Electrolane went on an indefinite hiatus in 2007 after their album called No Shouts, No Calls. And they haven't really done anything since. They've been just on a weird hiatus. The only project that has been going on is Mia Clark, one of the main guitarists, has had a side project going on with Andy Moore from the post-punk group called The X. They had a project going called Guitargument, and I think they put out one album. But other than that, there hasn't been any news on Electrolane, so it's pretty exciting to hear that they are going to be doing new shows and that they aren't completely broken up. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be on air until 1 a.m. this evening, playing a lot of different stuff, and I'm going to be playing a lot of stuff focusing on the Sled Island Music Festival that's happening this week in Calgary. I'm going to be heading out there on sometime this week and checking out a ton of different bands. So you're going to hear some artists that I'm going to be playing at the festival, and the first of which is a group out of Lethbridge called Fist City. And I'm pretty sure these guys are going to be playing at Sled Island. As far as I know, they're going to be playing. Anyways, you're going to hear a track called Live Forever, taken from their album called, 2010. And then after that, you can hear something from Myelin Sheaths. And at the very end, something from Mika Miko. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Fist City.
Yeah. Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and you got about 45 minutes left on the program. And don't forget to check out canadapostrock.ca, and you can check out playlists, podcasts, and stuff like that. And always check out CITR.ca for latest charts, info, and everything you need on CITR Radio. So we're doing kind of a Sled Island special this week, and what you just heard... the most recent was Mika Miko. Those guys aren't playing at Sled Island, unfortunately. But you heard a track called Capricornations, and prior to that, you heard something from Mylon Sheath's What's Your Diagnosis? Is taken from the Southpaw release called Get On Your Nerves, and prior to that was Fist City, who are going to be playing at Sled Island, as far as I know. And you're going to hear a track called, or you heard a track called Live Forever. So we're going to keep going with some more Canadian stuff playing at Sled Island, and you're going to hear something from Demon's Claws. These guys are based out of Montreal, and they're out on the In the Red record label, and you're going to hear a track off their album called Satan's Little Pet Pig. Pretty excited to see these guys, and you're going to hear a track off their 2007 album called Hunting on the 49, and then after that, let me see, you can hear something from Dan Sartain. He's not playing at Sled Island, but I thought it would go really well with Demon's Claws. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Demon's Claws.
No, I'm 49. want the best thing in my life. She went walking with the cobras, but she knew it wasn't right. Got me walking with the cobras, got me dealing with the devil. Time they tell me everything is on the level. Didn't think that I would recognize it's what they aim to do. They put that venom in me and they point their fangs at you. Right now it's 2020. With a smile on their face, but it's the furthest thing from funny. Then trust me when I tell you that these people ain't your friends. I've been seeing snakes and they disguise themselves as men.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Dan Sertain, track taken from his recently released album called Dan Sertain Lives. And you heard a track called Walk Amongst the Cobras that was put out on the One Little Indian record label. Prior to that, you heard something from Demon's Claws out of Montreal. Track called Hunting on the 49 is taken from the Satan's Little Pet Pig album. Came out in 2007 on the Amazing in the Red Records. Those guys are going to be playing this week at Sled Island. Check out the full lineup at sledisland.com. It's an amazing lineup. Tons of Vancouver bands in there too, so a lot of people are making it out to Sled Island. Definitely one of my favorite Canadian festivals. So let me see. You're going to hear some more stuff that's going to be playing at Sled Island. You're going to hear something from Blonde Redhead, and these guys are one of the bigger artists that's going to be playing this week. I'm not going to play something from their newest release. I'm actually going to play some really old stuff from Blonde Redhead. You're going to hear a track called Pure Apollo, which is taken from their Fake Can Be Just As Good album that came out a long time ago. Let me see. I think this came out in 96 or 97, maybe. Anyways, if you're not familiar, Pier Paolo is the famous Italian director, I do believe. He did the really crazy movie called Salo, or I think it was called 120 Days of Sodom. Anyways, it was a really crazy Italian director that Blonde Redhead decided to do a song about. After Blonde Redhead, you're going to hear, let me see, something from Kepler, old vinyl that I just picked up recently. They're not playing at Sled Island, I just picked up this vinyl and felt like playing it. So right here on Canada Post Rock and CITR Radio, this track is from Blonde Redhead. This track is called Pure Apollo.
Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
Back, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Ottawa's Kepler. Kepler are a post-rock band that I think was made up of Mike Furstack, and they put out an album out on Troubleman Unlimited, put out the CD, and I do believe a different record label put out the album. That was a track called the track is called I'm Not Returning Your Record. I'm Not Going to Return Your Records, and the album is called Fuck, Fight, Fail. And prior to that, you heard something from Blonde Redhead, a track called Pure Apollo off the Fake Can Be Just As Good album. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. You got about 25 minutes left on the program. And we're going to go with an artist that I've played a couple of weeks ago. His name is Thomas, and he's one of the touring guitarists for Owen Pallett's live band. And he was also in Katie Stelmanis' live band for a little while. But he has recently put out a few solo albums that are absolutely fantastic. The most recent is an EP that he just put out called Such Is Your Triumph. And you can pick it up at isthisthomas.bandcamp.com. And I think it's one of those name your price things. It's definitely worth buying. You're going to hear a track called God Is Calling Me. And then after Thomas, you're going to hear something from Brute Heart. These guys have a new album out on Soft Abuse Records. You can check out more info at softabuse.com. And Brute Heart, this is their second album, and it's called Lonely Hunter, and you're going to hear a track called Blindfolded. They have this really kind of interesting mix of kind of pop and like neo-folk type music, and it's very, very similar to the music of White Magic. Those guys are out on Drag City Records, and they almost sound like the spitting image of these guys. I don't know, they sound so much like it. Anyways, you're going to hear something from, let me see, their second album, and then after that, we'll see what we get to. So right here on Canada Post Rock and CIT Radio, this is something from Thomas, followed by Brute Heart.
Calling me to do something a little less. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Minneapolis, that was a band called Brute Heart. Their latest release is called Lonely Hunter, and you heard the track called Blindfolded. Came out on the Soft Abuse record label. Check out more info at softabuse.com. And I do believe that is their second album. Their first album was a strictly independent release, and Soft Abuse did some distribution of it, but now they're officially on the Soft Abuse record label. And prior to that, you heard something from Thomas. He's out of Toronto, and a track off his new EP called God Is Calling Me. You're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. Hope you enjoyed the show thus far. Kind of a little Sled Island preview, and I'm going to be heading out there this week, so hope you like some of the artists that I played this week. And I mentioned that I was going to play something from a band called Sleep, and they're one of the headliners at Sled Island, a band that I'm amazingly excited to see. But I realized that I remember that I played Sleep not too long ago, a couple months ago. So instead of playing them again and playing the same track, I decided to play one of the offshoots of Sleep. And Sleep is made of three guys, Chris Hakias, Al Cisneros, and Matt Pike. Matt Pike went on to form the metal band High on Fire, and they are still going strong. And prior to another side project that came out of Sleep was a band called Ohm. And Ohm is made up of two people, Chris Hakias and Al Cisneros, and they've put out a number of albums. And they've mainly stuck to bass and drums, and they have a very limited palette, but they really use that palette well. They use a lot of the very similar deep bass tones and just kind of jazzy style drumming. But those two guys are going to be present at Sled Island playing the original members of Sleep. And you're going to hear something from the second Sleep or Ohm album. It's called Conference of the Birds, and you can hear a track called At Giza. It's about a 16-minute track, and it originally came out in 2006 on Holy Mountain Records, I do believe a label out of Portland. And recently, in the past couple of years, Chris Hakias has moved on from Ohm. He's no longer playing in that group, and a new drummer has replaced him. Emil Amos of a band called Grails has moved on to replace him. And he has a very similar drumming style, but his Emil's drumming style kind of tends to be a little bit more Eastern influenced, and has kind of a Middle Eastern style to his drumming. And they've kind of expanded from the traditional sound of Ohm, as there was only bass and drums, and they've moved on to expand a new palette of instruments. They've incorporated a lot of synths and a little bit of flute, and I'm sure they're going to be incorporating some new stuff in the new album. They're currently recording it, and it should be out, I think, next year, as far as I know. But anyways, hopefully Ohm plays Vancouver, or at least close by, so I can see them for once. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed the show this week. Stay tuned for more great programming on CITR Radio. So I'll be back. I don't think I'll be here next week, but I'll be back the following next week with a report back from Sled Island. So anyways, I'm going to stop rambling and talking, and I'm going to play something from Ohm. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Ohm with At Giza.
Thank you. essence of freedom would.